Andy, new season about to kick off. The place is looking absolutely fantastic down here at the Mardyke, and I'd imagine there's a tremendous buzz around the club this week.
There is indeed, yeah. I mean, it's our biggest game of the season coming up this weekend. Already, you know, first game of the season at home. We've got the Irish Senior Cup first round against Railway Union, who will bring down, you know, probably the biggest name in Irish cricket, Kevin O'Brien.
Yeah.
You know, so he'll be down here to show his skills off at the weekend, and we're looking at pitting his wits against them, you know, and hopefully we can get a home win.
What's the state of the squad compared to last year? Now you've retired, what's the state of the squad now?
It's not as strong as it was last year. We've a couple of lads out injured at the minute. We would have hoped for them to have been back for this weekend, but it's looking unlikely. But listen, on his day, I think the squad we have can beat anybody.
Mm.
So, you know, that's what we're looking at. It's a little bit shy. We've brought in a young lad called Aaron Corley in. He's a 16-year-old guy that's bowling around 80 mile an hour. He's been on his books for the last year or so, but he'll be playing first-team cricket now this year after, you know, my retirement. He'll be opening the bowling. So, from one extreme to the other, from the quick boy to the, you know...
What have you learned from your experience last year in Division 1 that you can take going forward this year?
I think the situations we got ourselves into last year in games where, you know, we were very, very close to winning two or three games, which, again, if you'd have put us in that situation this year, we probably would have learned from, and we would have closed the game out and probably won that. I think in cricket, you're constantly learning. It's something that the younger players will have learnt a lot from last year, so hopefully they can kick on this year. We travelled to Rush last week with a very weak team and turned them over. You know, it was a close game, but you know, when you go with half a team, it was we were very, very happy to come away with the points. So the season started well.
So what's the target for this season then?
I think a bit of consolidation this year. You know, I'd hope to be pressing sort of top two, maybe top three this year. You know, and if we have a good run, then listen, anything can happen. If we can get ourselves back promoted to Division 1 is what our aim is. You know, with the squad we have, is it possible? You know, we've a couple of little things up our sleeve, so it might happen. It might happen.
As I mentioned, you've retired from the playing capacity, so what's your role with the team this year?
Well, I would be... I'd be first-team coach at the club, so bringing on the first-team cricketers, given a bit of experience that I've gained over the last few years... of quite a few years of playing, bringing the kids through. That's important for us as a club now. The anything from under 11 through to under 18s now is where we're looking at bringing through. So we've got a programme put together, going into schools, summer camps, you know, bringing the kids on that have had an interest in cricket, you know, bringing them down here to the club and making them in a fun, enjoyable atmosphere to come and, you know, have a game of cricket in.
And getting the younger people into the club is vital for everything. Really.
Absolutely. I think any sport is exactly the same. You know, we spoke earlier, you know, taking a slice of the pie now. We'd be targeting specifically the hurlers. The young lads that have got an eye for the ball, that can hit a slitter. You know, that's something we would be we're looking at sort of progressing. And as a club, you know, we've got a development officer now that's gone into the schools, and you know that's part of my job now is to bring these kids in and make sure they have fun when they're down here. It's a great place, as you know.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It looks absolutely beautiful today. Fair play today, the grounds went mad. As I said, you've retired. Are you not getting itchy feet? Do you want to be back out there? No, the season hasn't started yet. So it probably hasn't hit you yet.
It's not hit me as such. I mean, I've done my level 2 badge this winter, so I've been involved in the cricket all winter. I've been doing my little bit while everybody else has been sleeping in on a Sunday morning. You know, I've been running around the freezing cold fields doing drills and stuff. I will miss it. I'm not a very good watcher, but now I'm back involved in the game, you know, with the coaching side of it through the first team, the second team, the third team and the kids. You know, I'm still involved in it massively, but I did watch last week and it was nice, the shorts on. You know, a nice cup of coffee and sat watching the game, but I'd rather be out there because I know I can do things to change games, and that's what, you know, I'm going to miss, I think, more than anything.
And if there was an injury crisis or anything at some stage during the season, would you put the pads back on?
Depends what the money's like, to be fair.
Right, Saturday at 12:30, should be a good day out, so.
It'll be a fantastic day, yeah. We're hoping for a big crowd. It's been promoted well through our Twitter, through our Facebook and through our website. Like I say, Kevin O'Brien's coming down. He's probably the biggest name in Irish cricket. If people want to come and see him and see our guys compete against an Irish international cricketer, then come down. It's free to get in. The bar's open. The weather should be fine, and we'll have a good day.
Sounds like a great day in prospect. Andy, thanks very much. Best of luck for the season.
Thanks, Rory.
All right, Steph, first off, you might give us a bit of history, your history in cricket and how you arrived here at Cork County.
I probably started playing when I was 16, indoor cricket, and then played club cricket at my local suburb. Got recognised by Jimmy Cook, who played for South Africa, went to his club. He got me involved playing just below first class, and then he helped me a lot in my career, getting me equipment sponsorship through Gunnar Moore. And then I had a good season, my first season, and then I got a junior rookie contract at the Highveld Strikers, Johannesburg. And then from there, I went to Stellenbosch to study, played for Boerland, first-class cricket, and then just moved my last province to SWD. Mm. Played 30 first-class games and 18 List A games. And then always wanted to come play in the UK. Played about 8 seasons in England. Mm-hmm. And then because I didn't play first-class cricket anymore, I couldn't get into the UK, okay. All with visa problems. And then my agent got in contact, or Cork County was looking for a player. They got in contact with him, and it's my third season playing for Cork.
The rest is history. Growing up in South Africa, is it like a choice for young boys between cricket and rugby, essentially, is it?
Yeah, obviously winning the World Cup in 95 was massive for our country. So, cricket and rugby and then football. Hopefully South Africa can win a Cricket World Cup, then cricket might be number one.
So you've been here for 3 years. What have been your highlights in Cork County Colours?
Obviously my first season, coming second in Division 2, going to Division 1. Last year was massive for the club. I think, like Andy said, we did really well. Just unfortunate, close games we lost. Came to the semi-finals of the Leinster Cup, which was good. Also lost by 1 wicket. So hopefully this season, a lot of new youngsters coming through, so also trying to finish in top four. If we can win or come second, that would be awesome, but realistically, to come fourth in the top four would be happy enough.
As you mentioned, a lot of youngsters in the squad, so you'll be passing on your knowledge and your experience to them over the course of the year.
Yes, hopefully. Hopefully language is not a barrier and they can understand me, but that's the main objective for this season, is to bring the youngsters through. And with Andy's experience and myself, can only go forward from there.
Got a massive game here on Saturday now as well.
Yeah, massive. Hopefully, Andy said it looks like a good day, but according to forecast, it doesn't look too best. But yeah, massive day. A lot of youngsters we coach on Friday night also kind of come and watch. So hopefully, all the people can come watch and see how fun cricket is. And obviously, our Kevin O'Brien is playing. It'll be good for the club to get attendance.
Do you fancy your chances on Saturday?
Yeah, cricket is not a one-man's team, so it's a team game. So last year we beat them once, and then we lost once against them in the league. So I feel our chances at home. We've got a good home record in all cricket, so feel confident.
Excellent. Stefan, best luck Saturday and best luck for the season ahead.
Thank you very much.